Hi, everybody. I'm Sam, and this is My Sister's Diary. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to My Sister's Diary. I hope everybody is having an amazing Tuesday. How are we doing? It is the week of, I almost said Thanksgiving. That would be way better. It's the week of Valentine's Day. And I know some people hate that day and some people love it. So whatever you are, if you love it, if you hate it, I hope you're in a good place with that. So I really don't have any strong feelings about it. I kind of love it because I like, usually Robbie and I will go get food. And so any excuse to go out and eat is a great excuse for me. I turned my mic up a little bit and I feel like my mouth is making crazy noises. Hopefully that's not true because I am trying today to do like a one take wonder here. Like I'm trying to just do one take and not have to edit for so long because once again, I am recording this on Monday morning when this comes out tomorrow, Tuesday. Yeah, it's like 24 hours before. So I'm doing this during nap time in the morning because I don't want to have to do it later tonight because I like to have a lot of time to just sit in my bed and watch TV. So I don't want my TV time to be interrupted. So we're going to try to get through this during nap time and have a good time. So today's topic, though, speaking of Valentine's Day, it is bad dates. This is one of my favorite topics because there's just such like a wide range of stories. Like it's not like the same story kind of repeated over and over again. Like sometimes with embarrassing stories, I get a lot of like, I pooped my pants. Or with like bad bosses, it's like my boss didn't let me go on vacation. But with bad dates, they're all so different. So it's really fun. And then of course I have some stuff to talk about beforehand. So we'll read my diary. If you're new here, that's just where I talk about stuff that's happened to me or things that I would write in my diary for the week. And a lot of you guys, hopefully, if you followed me on Instagram, you saw that I just had a Valentine's Day giveaway. So I just wanted to tell you all, thank you so much for leaving reviews and commenting on that and sharing it to your story. It really, really helps me. And hopefully I can do more of those in the future. I'll start kind of like collecting some items right now so I can have a box ready for the next time I do a giveaway. All right. Let me think. I don't think there's any other items of business to take care of. So let's dive right into my diary for this week. The first one, this isn't really mine, but my sister told me this and I could not stop laughing because I was telling her lately I've been having the weirdest freaking dreams and I won't bore you all with my dreams, but like I wake up, my baby wakes up around like 5 o'clock. Well, like between like 3 and 5, he'll usually wake up and eat. And then when I go back to sleep, my sleep just like isn't as deep because, you know, it's early in the morning. And so then I have really, really weird dreams. So I was telling my sister about that. And she's like, you know, I had a really weird dream the other night where I was dating Vin Diesel. And I don't know why that made me laugh so hard because, you know, Vin Diesel is one of those celebrities that you just kind of forget about until you remember him. And then you're like, why don't we talk about Vin Diesel more? You know, like he's in a lot of things. Well, maybe not a lot of things, but like he's in Avengers. Well, not. Yeah. Well, Guardians of the Galaxy. Like he's the Groot guy. So we don't talk about that enough. And Fast and Furious, there's like 17 of those. So he's in a lot of movies. And The Pacifier, that's a classic. Also, did you guys know Vin Diesel has an album, like a musical album? If you haven't checked that out, go check it out. You will probably die of secondhand embarrassment, but you should definitely check it out. Anyway, usually when I have dreams that I'm dating somebody, like a celebrity, it's somebody a little more, you know, like, not that Vin Diesel isn't attractive, but he's more of like a Brad Pitt or like Justin Bieber type guy. Vin Diesel, very extremely random. Okay, next thing. This one's kind of serious, so just hold on for a second. Let me tell you. Lately, so I don't, I'm sorry. I just like choked on my own spit. But this is, I just had a baby. I always say just, he's literally almost 8 months old, but it does feel like just barely. And this is our last baby, and I've been really, really struggling. I'm the type of person in general that like has a hard time with nostalgia. Like I really get stuck on it and like think about old memories and get kind of sad because they're gone, you know? And that has been me with this baby every step of the way. Like every time I look at him and he looks a little bit bigger, I get so sad. And like looking at pictures of my kids when they're younger, my other kids, I just get so sad. Like I think about when they're older and I'm all alone in my house. You know what I mean? Like I just, and I mean, I probably need to talk to my therapist about this because it really does like plague my mind and really, really, really put a, like, it makes me really sad. And I don't know. Like, do you guys as parents, honestly, like if you, do you struggle with that? And like, what do you do? Do you, because I really try to live in the moment. Like I tell Robbie sometimes, especially when I'm getting frustrated with the kids, I'm like, someday, like at bedtime when they won't let me leave their room or something, I'm like, someday they won't even want me to say goodnight to them. You know what I mean? Like they'll be teenagers and I'll be like, Mom, stop, leave me alone. And so I have a hard time not saying that this stage of motherhood isn't really, really hard and you shouldn't have to like enjoy every part of it because a lot of it is really hard. But I have a hard time not wishing it away. Let me think of how I'm trying to say this. Like wishing away the hard parts, but also living in the moment. Does that make any sense? It's not making sense to me when I'm saying it. So I'm trying to think of how better to say that. But basically, like, how to not be sad. Anyway, hopefully that makes sense. It's like, do you guys know the song? It's a, I don't even know if it's actually on Mamma Mia, but it's an ABBA song, Slipping Through My Fingers. It's got to be on Mamma Mia because I'm pretty sure Meryl Streep sings it. But that song kind of like encompasses the feeling that I'm feeling. Like, you kind of look back and you realize how much time has passed and you're like, how did this slip away from me? And I really just want to like freeze time, but it's also really fun to watch my kids grow up. So I'm trying to find a happy medium with that. Okay. The next thing, I saw a TikTok that was like, it's been 5 years since the first case of COVID was treated in the US. And I'm like, that is so crazy. I feel like COVID completely changed my life. And sorry to be dramatic. Not saying that like me having COVID changed my life, because I have had COVID a few times and that probably did change some people's lives. But I mean like the social aspect of COVID and like kind of the things that we went through as it was a worldwide pandemic. So everybody kind of experienced things change. And I don't know, it almost feels like time changed. It doesn't feel like 5 years, and maybe it's because I'm in this stage of motherhood where my kids are really little, and so time does feel like it goes really, really fast. But, like for instance, the Super Bowl just happened, and I was thinking back to last year when the Chiefs and the Eagles were playing, and then I was like, hold on, the Chiefs and the Eagles did not play last year. It was the Chiefs and the 49ers, and I completely forgot about that year, which is so crazy because it's like a whole year. And then when I like think about it, like 2023 and 2024 kind of like blended together and felt like 1 year. And I feel like since COVID happened, that's been happening a lot. Like every year just kind of like mushes together and it feels like something happened last year that happened 5 years ago. Does that make sense? Anyway, so, and maybe that's just the stage of motherhood I'm in, like I said, or maybe everybody's feeling like that. Like time just feels different now than it did pre-COVID. I don't know how to explain it, but okay. That's probably all I need to talk about today. Sorry, there's nothing like really funny, but that's, except for the Vin Diesel thing, that is hilarious. Okay, let's get into the bad dates. I'm trying to think of a bad date that I've had. We did bad dates a few times on Call Your Sisters, And some of these stories might be repeats, but that's okay because I think I have a lot of new listeners that didn't listen to Call Your Sisters. So actually, no, I think there's only one story that's a repeat, but I'm trying to think of any bad dates that I had that I'm willing to share. Let me think. I went on a date with a guy one time who was like bashing girls that wear short shorts, and I was wearing short shorts at the time. So it's just like really odd. They weren't like butt cheek, like underwear shorts. No, they were just like normal, like mid thigh length. And to me, I'm like, do you want your date to be always wearing pants and a turtleneck? Like, it was the middle of summer. Okay, I'm going to wear shorts. And so that just made it really awkward. And I just don't, you know, I don't want to be rebound, guys. It's our first date. So him to be like bashing other girls on our first date, I'm like, what is wrong with you? Another time I went on a date in college with a guy down the hall, and I kind of knew before we went on the date that like I wasn't really interested, but I went anyway. And then I locked myself out of my apartment, and so it was really awkward because he just lived down the hallway and I had to wait for my roommates. And so he's like, do I wait with you? Do I not wait with you? And I was like, no, please go away. And I can't remember what he did, but yeah. Anyway, that story reminds me though, if you guys don't want to go on a date with somebody, you can say no. Like, even if your mom's like, just give him a try. No, you don't have to. You can say no. It'll save both of you awkwardness, you know, like you won't have to ghost him after. You just like, no, I'm not really interested. And I don't think either of us should be wasting our time. Like, you know what I mean? And some guys will probably give you pushback and be like, no, just let's give it a try. And you're like, no, it's okay. I know that I'm not interested in you in that way. So you can say no to dates. That's okay. Let's normalize that. I feel like especially in Utah, people are like, just go on dates. If someone asks you, you like have to go. That's not true. You don't have to go. Okay. Any other bad dates? I've probably had a lot of bad dates. Like in high school, you know, I didn't really go on like dates besides dances, but sometimes I don't know what it is about school dances, but like sometimes you ask people you don't even really know and then you go on the date and it's really awkward. So that happened to me quite a few times. And yeah, honestly, Robbie was like my first. Actually, no, I had another boyfriend for like a week in high school, but I dated Robbie pretty quickly after high school and then we got married pretty quick. So I didn't really go on a lot of dates. So Robbie and I didn't really go on any bad dates either. All right, enough boringness about my dating, and let's get into your dates, all right? Okay, number one says, in college, I got a weird vibe from, hold on, let me start that again. In college, a guy I got weird vibes from asked me out. I said yes because I felt bad saying no. See, you guys, you can say no. The date was pretty late at night because it was going to be a group date where we were going to play something and needed to be dark for, I don't know what. He told me the group date fell through after we met up. He suggested getting frozen yogurt instead, which I was fine with because it meant there would be other people around. But as soon as we got our frozen yogurt, he wanted to go walking on some not well-lit nature path nearby. It was like 9 or 10 at night at this point. I was way creeped out and talked him into walking around campus instead, where there would be people and security cameras. I finally was able to end the date, but he wanted to walk me home. I let him walk me to my building, but left him out front and then walked to a different apartment so he didn't know where I lived. I should have just said no from the beginning, LOL. I literally thought I was going to be kidnapped or assaulted. Maybe not seriously, but weird vibes. You know, like I said, you can say no to a date, especially if you're getting weird vibes from the guy already. Say no. Here I am. I'm telling you guys. If you need an excuse, be like, no, my friend Sam needs to hang out with me that night because she has really bad anxiety and she can't be alone. Tell them that, okay? And then they can't argue with that. Because how rude would it be for them to be like, no, leave your friend alone, you know? Who cares? That would be rude. So use me as an excuse. Tell them. All right. Other thoughts about this. Weird that he wanted to walk around while you're eating yogurt. Like, I can't even sit down and eat yogurt and not spill it all over myself, let alone walking around eating yogurt and he wanted to talk. Like, no, thank you. Especially talking while you're eating yogurt. You talk. No, that just sounds, you know, like the sounds of people eating yogurt and then talking. Extra bad. good. You had some good instincts here. Like you were like, no, let's not go walk on this nature path. Let's go walk on campus because there's lights, there's security, there's people. Good call. Also really good call for him to not know where you live. Like that's genius. And lots more people should be doing that. Especially for a first date, like, and sometimes you don't know the guy. Like if you meet him on Tinder or something, you don't really know him other than online. So it's a great idea for them to not know where you live. All right. Number two says, not exactly a date. I was dating a guy for a while and he was great. We had a lot of fun together, but I had to dump him because of the way he kissed. Picture a dog lapping up water from a bowl. Every kiss, he would stick his whole tongue in my mouth and do the motion of a dog lapping water. Even a simple peck had tongue. Literally the only reason I dumped him. That is a very, very valid reason. Because kissing, especially in early dating, is a big part, you know, of dating. And if you can't even kiss the guy, like, what's the point? You know what I mean? This reminds me, though, of my very first kiss. It was the only word I can explain it as is wet. Like he put his whole lips over top of my lips. And I don't think there was any tongue, but like my mouth was wet afterwards, which I was not expecting. And, you know, that was part of the reason why I was like, I can't date you anymore. Like, I just can't do it because I just didn't want to kiss him after that. And it definitely gives you the ick. So you said you guys dated for a while. So kudos to you for going through that. Because have you guys ever watched a dog lap up water? They like stick their tongue like they like scoop it. So it's like a scoop. And so him like scooping in your mouth every single, it's like he's trying to like get, is he thirsty? Is he trying to get water from your mouth? Like, is he trying to drink your spit? Because that's disgusting. And every single peck also needing tongue. Like, no, thank you. It's a peck. Is he just like sticking his tongue like in your mouth? That's gross. Very, very valid for you to not want to date him for that. Absolutely. Okay, number three. Sorry, I don't need to like tell you the number every time, but it's just what I do. All right. She says, I went to prom with a good friend once, and at the end of the date, he said, do you think I could touch your boobies? Hold on. Do you think I could touch your boobies? We weren't even kissing or anything at that moment. He had just pulled into the driveway to bring me home. I really think he was gay because other than the 12-year-old, who says that? Oh, and I didn't let him touch my boobies. You know, I'm confused by the part of, like, you think he's gay. Like, you think he was just like, this is what guys do on dates with girls. They touch their boobies. So, hey, let me touch your boobies. I don't know. I'd be interested to know, like, if he actually was gay. But that's not the point of the story. Weird for him to, I mean, it's different if you're like in the moment and you're making out or something and he's like respectful and like, hey, can I do this? But for you guys to just be sitting there and him like, hey, you have boobs. I have hands. I think I should use my hands to touch your boobs. Like, no. Very weird. Also, you're like in the driveway and I don't know about you guys, but like my parents would probably be watching and maybe that's creepy of them. Maybe. I don't know. But like if I know someone's coming over to my house, I like look out the window when they get here. Right. And so like if my parents know I'm being brought home from a date, they'll probably look out the window when I get there. So, yeah, I feel like you could have gotten caught with this guy's hand on your boobies had you said yes. Yeah, I don't think anybody would have said yes in that scenario. And if you did, if you would say yes, I want to know why. Like, what about that would make you want to say yes? Okay, moving on from that one. More of the story, don't let people touch your boobies. Okay, next. I had a first date where my date cooked me steak. He thought he knew what he was doing, but he way overcooked them and they were really tough and pretty gross. He was still living at home with his parents and they showed up mid-date. It was awkward to have to meet his parents on our first date. At the end of the night, he didn't even give me a real hug. He gave me a lame side hug and then left. Anyway, he was a super good looking guy, so I gave him another chance. We've been married for almost 9 years now and have a couple of kids. Spoiler alert, Robbie must have wrote this one. Robbie's my husband because either or someone randomly had the same exact date that we had, which I highly, highly doubt. But let me tell you guys about it because it actually happened on Valentine's Day. Our very, very first date happened on Valentine's Day. And it was kind of an accident because I was living up here well, I'm not going to tell you where. I was living in, at college, and Robbie was living at, he had just got home from his mission literally probably 2 weeks before. And we didn't write on his mission. He just invited me to his homecoming on Facebook, and I messaged him and I was like, hey, I can't come. And then we started talking from there. And then I was coming down to visit my parents, and our parents live pretty close to each other. And so he's like, hey, I know it's Valentine's Day, but do you want to go on a date with me? And I was like, I can't do this because it's Valentine's Day. That's way too cheesy. But I did it anyway. We went on a date, and we went on a double date, which I feel like once you're out of high school, you don't really need to go on double dates. Maybe that's just me, but it was fine. It wasn't like weird at all. Other than like everybody else on the date, including the other girl, had been on missions. And so they were all like talking about their missions, and I'd never been on a mission. And so that was kind of awkward. Sorry, my dog is whining. If you hear whining, that's my dog. And anyway, so we go to his house, and him and the other guy make steaks, and they completely burned them. They were like rock hard, which is funny because my dad makes steaks a lot, and he's like really good at it. So I was used to like really good steaks. Robbie didn't know that at the time, and now he does. And he's like, I should have never made you steaks on our first date. And then his parents showed up like halfway through the date. And I think they did it on purpose because why else would they do that? And yeah, that was interesting to have to meet them on the first date. I didn't really think about it at the time, but like looking back, I'm like, yeah, that was kind of weird. And then when he dropped me off at my house. Not that you have to give your date a hug at the end of the date every time, but like I wanted to give him a hug and he wanted to give me a hug. But instead of like going in for a real hug, he just like put one arm out. And I was like, okay. So I put one arm out and then we just kind of like shuffled together and hugged each other sideways. That was definitely because he was a very newly returned missionary. And yeah, that's how our first date went. And we went on another date after that. And then another date. And then a year later, we got married. So, and now it's almost been 9 years. That is crazy to me. Crazy. Okay, next one says, in college, I was a pool shark. I hustled a lot of meals off guys thinking they could beat me in a game of pool. Most ended up being pretty chill and was really cool about it, about being beaten. One guy I beat barely, oh my gosh, sorry, let me restart that sentence. One guy I beat purely by luck was so mad, but he felt obligated to take me out for ice cream. I tried to tell him it was just for a bet and for fun and we could go our separate ways, no worries. Well, he felt like he had to follow through and take me out. We went out for ice cream and learned we grew up 30 minutes from each other. This softened things a little bit, but something was off. After we finished, he insisted we could go swing dancing because he was really good. I went to be a good sport. Now, I'm not a big girl, but I'm not small either. This guy thought it would be a great idea to do a flip move. I'm picturing this. Mid-flip, he dropped me on my head and bent down and said, "That's because your friend dumped me my junior year." He just left me there and made me walk home in the dark, all because my friend had dumped him and I had no idea. This story took a turn I was not expecting. Like, this guy knew who you were. He had dated your friend and she had dumped him. And so he's like, the best revenge I could ever get is to take this girl country swing dancing and then drop her on her head. That's going to be the best revenge. Like, no, he's a loser. Sorry, but that's rude. I feel like that's like criminal. Like, he could have got charged with like aggravated flipping. That was dumb. Sorry, that was a dumb joke. But yeah, not cool for him. Even if he hadn't like dated your friend and she dumped him, for a guy to pick me up on our first date and try and flip me, no. No. I'm trying to think about it. That reminds me of one time we had like a daddy-daughter dance thing at my church when I was in Young Women's, and my dad tried to do a flip with me and he flipped me, but like kind of like awkwardly, and I was really embarrassed because I'm pretty sure my shirt came up. So just, and that was my dad, not a date. So I can imagine I would have been extremely embarrassed had it been a date and someone I didn't even know. And he dropped you on your head. So you shouldn't be embarrassed. He should be embarrassed because he didn't flip you all the way around. And I bet what happened was he dropped you and he's like, I got to cover this up. So he's like, yeah, I dropped you because your friend went out with me and she dumped me. And he probably thought he was hot shit after that. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Hot crap. Okay, next says, not a bad date, but I got nervous. Some of these I didn't read beforehand. So anyway, let's read it again. Not a bad date, but I got nervous farts and his car smelled so bad. Still claims he didn't smell it, but it still smelled like a fart when we got back into the car from the date. You asked him if he could smell your fart? Excuse me? If he doesn't say like, oh my gosh, it stinks in here, why would you bring it up? Why would you be like, hey, I farted, can you smell it? What? Like, I might do that if it was Robbie, but I still probably wouldn't, you know? Like, if they don't smell it, then, like, you're good. You don't have to bring it up. And they may smell it and they could be pretending, but, like, that's a good sign. That's a green flag. This reminds me again of another story. When I went to homecoming with the guy who was my first kiss, we had this old soccer van that we... It was like a 15-passenger van, and we borrowed that, and my parents drove us out to Lagoon for the day, and then we rode back that same night, and my friend, who was also on the date, he had taken a different girl. We were all sitting in the back seat, and my date was sitting in the front. I don't know why. He, like, wouldn't sit by me, but anyway. We get, like, halfway back to where we live, and my friend goes, guys, I'm so lucky. I've been farting this whole time and nobody knew. And I was like, dude, we know. Like, we know. It stinks in here. We just didn't know who it was. So, yeah. Anyway, that reminded me of that. So, yeah. Don't bring it up. If you fart on a date and it smells, don't say anything, okay? Always, always, always pretend it wasn't you. Okay, next. Not that this is embarrassing or wrong, but I went on a first date with a recently returned missionary, and before he could pull out of my driveway, he asked if we could start with a word of prayer. And he asked if I would say it. I politely declined. He said a prayer for us, and we proceeded on the date. Like you said, this isn't, like, embarrassing or wrong necessarily, but it is just kind of awkward. You know, like, this reminds me of when Robbie and I were dating, and he one time was like, on our missions, we did this thing called companionship inventory. And they'd basically just, like, rate each other on how well they think they are doing in their companionship. And Robbie made us do that. And not that it was weird or wrong or even really a bad idea. It was just awkward, you know? And so this is probably the same vibes of, like, also, what do you pray for? Like, was he like, I'm not going to say a real prayer because that's disrespectful, but was he like, please let us have a wonderful time, and please let me get a smoochie at the end of this date. Like, what is just pray for good vibes? I don't know. Also, maybe he should have just said that in his head because he could have avoided this whole awkward thing. Okay, next. This is the last. Yeah, this is the last one. Okay, this one, they said they shared it on the other podcast on Call Your Sisters, but I don't think I remember it. So hopefully it's new for you guys too. Okay. I shared this on the other podcast, but it's too bad to not share again. To set the scene, I was on a group date and we were in the living room playing a board game. I was on the floor and he was on the couch behind me. I was leaning my back on his legs. He then had the idea to start stroking my arms up and down with his overly hairy legs. Wait, what? He had the idea to start stroking my arms up and down with his overly hairy legs. He was stroking your arms with his legs? I don't get it. Maybe. Okay, you were leaning back, and okay, so maybe your arms were touching his legs and he was moving his legs. I don't know. Anyway, sensory overload for sure. Continuing the story, I have no idea what he was trying to do. Luckily, my friend noticed and asked me to go help her in the kitchen. We then played Mario Kart and he kept trying to cuddle me. Later on, a few couples wanted to go mini golfing. I wasn't wanting to go, but I felt, oh my gosh, sorry, I'm like out of breath. Later on, a few couples wanted to go mini golfing. I wasn't wanting to go, but I left it up to my date. He turns to me and said, I'm going to go, but I want to take you home first because you're bumming me out. At this point, I was so over it, so he walks me to the door and tries to kiss me. No, thank you, sir. I rejected him and ran inside. Then he continued to ask me out multiple times. Oh my gosh, I just choked. He then continued to ask me out multiple times, to which I politely rejected. He's still not married to this day. I know. Total shocker. He wanted to take you home because you were bumming him out, but then he wanted a kiss. No, absolutely not. Yeah, I'm trying to think of my reaction to this story. I'm just kind of like dumbfounded about still about like him stroking your arms with his legs. Like, why would anybody do that? Good for your friend for noticing how weird that was and being like, hey, come over here. Get away from this guy. And also, guys, like, do they just not understand body language or like pick up on hints? Because you can tell if someone doesn't want to cuddle you. Like, it's obvious. And he continued to try to cuddle you. He probably knew you didn't like his hairy legs on your arms, but then he proceeded to try and cuddle you. And then he told you that you were bumming him out and he wanted to take you home, but he still wanted to go mini golfing. So he's like, basically like, you're not fun enough to go golfing with us, but like, let me take you back to your room. Oh my gosh. Let me take you back to your place and I'm going to try to kiss you still because I'm going to get something out of this date. No, that's not how it works, sir. And I'm glad you included the part that he's not married still, because good for him. Well, not good for him. Good for the girls that he's ever dated for being like, this guy, bad vibes, because he gives me bad vibes. All right. That is the end of our stories today. I hope you guys have an amazing week. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day. I hope that you, I don't know what else I was going to say. I hope we have a great week is basically all I want to say. And make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And rate the show if you haven't already. Just scroll down, hit that 5 stars. And it takes about 24 hours for it to pop up. So if you rate the show and you don't see your review right away, it's because it takes about 24 hours for it to show up. And then subscribe, rate, review. Yeah. Oh, you can leave a review. I was like, what part of that did I not say? I didn't say leave a review. If you feel so inclined with your rating, you can also leave a review. And that helps me know what you guys are enjoying. And, you know, just kind of pumps up my ego. And I like that. So thank you. Thank you to everyone who's left a review. And with that, I hope you guys have a great week. And I will see you next week.